Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
So I was reading these verses. There was a lot of things. This is just a portion of it. But here in Psalms chapter 78 is where the Lord was rehearsing what had happened with the nation of Israel and basically rebuking them because He had been so good to them. He brought them out of the land of Egypt. He was faithful. He did all of these miraculous things for them, and yet they just constantly turned away from it and forgot what He had done. And He's rehearsing all of this, and I'm going to break right into the middle of this. But it says in Psalms chapter 78 and verse 39 that He was merciful unto them. He remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. How oft did they provoke Him in the wilderness and grieve Him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. And God just used that 41st verse like a dagger in my heart to say, you're limiting what I can do. You limit me by my small thinking, by my fears, by my laziness, complacency, by just getting occupied with the things of this world and not seeking after Him. God told me that I was limiting what He could do. And you know, before I start getting into all of the things that we do to limit God, let me just make this point, and this has to be stressed because this, in my opinion, is the worst doctrine in the body of Christ today. And it is probably the most pervasive doctrine in the body of Christ. And this idea that God sovereignly controls everything, or that fate just controls things, then que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. Did you know that that doctrine will kill everything I'm going to be talking about this week, and I promise you, it will render you powerless, and you'll be like a pinball going through life. Amen. Just, you know, like you pull back and you launch that pinball, and it just boing, boing. It just depends on what happens, what you run into, and your life is just controlled. This person did this to you, so you're always going to be upset. You're going to be hurt. You were abused when you were a child. You're this color. You don't have this education. Your family did this to you or whatever. And people go through their entire life being controlled by what somebody else does. I'm just saying in the name of the Lord that what other people does to you, how do you say it? What other people do to you has no control over you unless you give it to them. Nobody can make you bitter unless you choose to be bitter. You've got a choice to become bitter or better. And our society today, nearly outside of the Christian realm, embraces this attitude 100% that you are a product of your environment. They don't give you any responsibility over your life. And they tell you that the reason you're this way is because you were abused when you were a child, because you didn't have a birthday cake when you were 3 years old. And that justifies you being a triple rapist and a murderer. I actually saw that on television one time, that a guy went back because he was denied a birthday party that justified him raping and murdering. Some of you think that's silly, but that's what people are doing today. And people are saying it's because this person did this to me and this. And they aren't taking responsibility for their life. I'm telling you that you have a choice whether you become bitter or better. Nothing has made you the way you are. Now, some of you may have had problems and opportunities that other people haven't had. And I admit that that happens. But you can go to families where you have siblings that have the same gene pool. They were raised in the same environment. The parents were alcoholics. One of them will become an alcoholic and blame it on their upbringing, and the other one will become a total teetotaler and go the other direction. There is nothing in the natural that makes you be a certain way. Yes, we all have temptations. Yes, we all have problems, but you know what? You do not have to participate. You know what? There may be a recession going on. There may be problems, but I've just chosen not to participate. Amen? I don't have to be a part of that. You do not have to be governed by other people. You do not have to let circumstances govern you. This thing about that fate, you know, it's just a matter of circumstance and you can't control it, and so you're just floating downstream on your inner tube and just hoping that you don't hit anything that punctures it. And you're just singing Kumbaya as you float down the river. That attitude will kill what God wants to do in your life. You've got to come to this realization that God created you. You did not evolve. There's a difference between you and a dog or a cat. You were created in the image of God. You've got the Spirit of God breathed on the inside of you, and God has given you the right to choose. And you can choose to be different than you are. If you don't like the way you are, change. Well, I can't change. This is who I am. Just pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up. Take responsibility for yourself and begin to recognize that you are made in the image of God. And if you would find out what God's will for your life is and cooperate, you can be what God wants you to be. God doesn't just sovereignly control everything that goes on. And let me say this, brothers and sisters, that I believe that the church is responsible for a large degree to the way that the secular world approaches things. We can sit there and say, well, yeah, nobody takes responsibility. They say alcoholism is in their genes. It's not a choice. Being obese, overweight isn't anything to do with your choices. I had two people tonight that asked me to pray for them that they would be skinny. And I told them in love, but I said, hey, that's not how you get skinny. You eat less than your body needs and do that over a long period of time. And that's how you lose weight. You can't just pray and get delivered. You have to take personal responsibility. The world as a whole is dodging that. They're trying to ascribe everything to it's not my fault. Somebody else has made me this way. Or we're wanting a pill that's going to fix it. And you can sit there and criticize the unbelievers if you want, but you know where a lot of this comes from? Is the church. Because the church has preached the sovereignty of God and that nothing happens but what God allows it. Case in point. Example. September the 11th. Every major leader in the body of Christ that I heard on television got up and said, this is God judging America. That God is doing this. When the hurricanes hit, this is God's judgment on New Orleans for the homosexuality and stuff like that. Man, if God was judging America, there is coming a time of judgment, but right now we're living in a day of mercy and grace. God's not the one doing this. If God was releasing His judgment, He wouldn't have stopped with New Orleans. Amen. I can guarantee you, Houston's not any better than New Orleans or Dallas-Fort Worth or Phoenix or any place else. When God starts judging, He's not going to do a token judgment. That's not the judgment of God. But see, people were up there saying, well, it couldn't have happened but what God allowed it. That is not true. You know, I could prove this from a dozen different scriptures real easily, but you don't need to go any further than this. Here's the Lord speaking to the Israelites. And He said unto them, I wanted to do this. Look how good I was to you, and yet you provoked me. And it says in verse 41, yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Did you know that the normal doctrine, the pervasive doctrine in the body of Christ today is that God does whatever He wants to. Nobody can limit God. God is almighty. God is sovereign. You know, I'll agree that God is sovereign if you want to use sovereign the way that the dictionary defines it. The dictionary says sovereign is first in rank, order, or authority. It'd be like we're saying that He's at the top of the food chain. If you want to say that about God, I agree 100%. God is almighty. He is first in command. But to say that God chooses everything and controls everything, and if your life is a mess, God willed it, that's wrong. And the church has been preaching this, and this verse, among many others, proves it. He says they limited the Holy One of Israel, which that terminology is referred to Jesus many times in the New Testament. This says you can limit God. You stop God. It always amazes me to go to these funerals and people get up and say, well, we don't know why God took this person. They just automatically make an assumption that when you die, it's because your number's up. And you can't die, but what? It's God's will. That's not so. That is absolutely untrue. The Scripture said, the Lord told us in the first place, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because the day that you eat, you shall die. He didn't want us to die. He told us not to do it. And when we ate, we're the ones that ushered in death. And it says in Hebrews chapter 2, I believe it's around verse 14, that Jesus came to destroy him who had the power of death. That is the devil. Satan kills people. Satan comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. John chapter 10, verse 10. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God doesn't control every person when they die. God doesn't control if babies are born deformed and things like that. You know, when I was a kid, they had this drug that they gave pregnant women. What was it for? I forgot.
Thalidomide.
I forgot what that was for, but it was for morning sickness, if I'm not mistaken. And they gave this drug, and the women who took it had babies that were born and their arms never got longer than like 6 inches. I remember playing baseball, and I was a pitcher pitching to a guy that only had two little tiny arms that could just barely grab the bat. And there was kids by the thousands, tens of thousands born that way, and people think, why did God do this? And I'm sure the Christians were saying, oh, God has a purpose. God didn't do that. You took a pill that destroyed and did damage to the baby in the womb. God doesn't control those kind of things. God isn't the author of evil. God is a good God. He's not a bad God. In the Old Testament, there are examples of the wrath of God, but praise God, the Bible makes it very clear that under the new covenant, we've been redeemed from the curse, and that Jesus is not the one who's putting problems on you. It says in James, if any man, you know, is tempted, he's not tempted of God, because God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempts he any man. We are drawn away of our own lust and enticed. God is not the author of evil.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-147 titled, It's Up to You, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Let me remind you that we have brand new product out entitled Don't Limit God. And this is an update of a teaching I did 7 years ago that was entitled Taking the Limits Off of God. And this is an updated testimony about what God has done in my life and a real challenge to you to just start believing God for something bigger and better. We serve a supernatural, almighty God who has made His power and His ability available to us, and therefore we ought to be having a supernatural life. If your life isn't supernatural, it's superficial. I mean that to encourage you, not discourage you. So please listen to our announcer and call or write and get this brand new product.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.